WTWR Detroit. Once again to Jukebox Saturday Night. I'm Steve Edwards, and we've got a special show for you tonight. In the true spirit of the Christmas season, I've gone through the Tower 92 library along with my producers Tom Knight and Tom Ryan, and we've come up with an hour of Christmas music, but not just any Christmas music. We've got it from the Four Seasons. We've got it from Chuck Berry, Percy Faith, Jack Scott, Jose Feliciano, the Beach Boys, and many, many more in this hour. And we've got a few backgrounders on those songs as well. It's our Christmas show on Jukebox Saturday Night from Tower 92.
Jingle around the clock, mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
three Christmas songs in a row. Darlene Love finishing it off with the Winter Wonderland, which is what the state of Michigan has been called for a long, long time. And before that, the Royal Guardsmen did Snoopy's Christmas, which is continuing to be a perennial favorite, and Jingle Bell Rock from Bobby Helms, which you can still hear these days on many radio stations, including Tower 92. Phil Spector discovered Darlene Love in 1962 while she was singing with a group called The Blossoms. She sang with The Crystals and He's a Rebel, and then she sang with Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans before striking out a solo career in 1963. Today, she is a background singer for the Dionne Warwick Roadshow. Darlene Love doing Winter Wonderland on the Tower 92 Jukebox Saturday Night Special. Coming up, we have Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons doing a Christmas record, and one from Chuck Berry. Stay with us all night long on the Jukebox Saturday Night, playing the greatest hits, all oldies but goodies, from the 50s and 60s all the way through till 4 a.m. this morning on Tower 92.
This year, give a jam. Give the gift of music from Sam's Jams Discount Records and Tapes. Sam's Jams offers very friendly discounts on the latest rock, jazz, R&B, folk, and blues. Plus, thousands of used albums with a skip-proof guarantee. Ask about the special album gift wrapping. And for special orders, call 547-SAMS. So give a jam. Give the gift of music from Sam's Jams on 9 Mile west of Woodward, across from F&M in Ferndale. Musically speaking, Sam's Jams has it all.
Thanks for the jam, Sam!
Compare Sam's Jams' low prices before you buy anywhere. For priced right music, Sam's Jams has it all.
Tower 92.
There were carols in the square, laughter everywhere, couples kissing under the mistletoe. I can't help reminiscing, knowing I'll be missing Christmas Eve in my hometown. Nothing can erase the memories I embrace, those familiar footprints on the snow. There's so much to remember, no wonder I remember Christmas Eve in my hometown. I'd like to be there, trimming the tree there, and there's a chance that I might.
We'd like to see you.
I can hear singing, steeple bells ringing, Noel in silent night. Wise men journeyed far, guided by a star, and though I'm not a wise man, this I know, through dreams and just pretending, I'm there and I'll be spending Christmas Eve in my hometown. Wise men journeyed far, guided by a star, and though I'm not a wise man, this I know, I'm there and I'll be spending Christmas Eve in my hometown.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Better not cry,
I'm telling you.
in the Seasons, that one from Chuck Berry, Run, Rudolph, Run. At one point in his life, Chuck Berry considered becoming a hairdresser. That's right. A friend in St. Louis named Muddy Waters talked him into going and see the owner of Chess Records. Instead, Chuck had a song he wrote called Ida Red, and Chuck changed the title from Ida Red to Maybelline at the suggestion of one of the label owners, and recorded it in 1955. The rest is, of course, recording history. And as many artists did in the late 50s and through the 60s, they did seasonal Christmas songs to get that claim to fame that would never fade, especially at Christmas time. Chuck Berry doing Run, Rudolph, Run. And before that, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And we started with Bobby Vinton, Christmas Eve in My Hometown, on Tower 92's Jukebox Saturday Night Special. We're doing the Christmas show from the Jukebox.
Celebrate at Haney's during the grand opening of another Haney's location. This time they've gone all the way to Ann Arbor to bring you great savings on JetSound car stereo equipment. Save over one half off on a JetSound graphic equalizer amplifier with 40 watts of power and a 2-year warranty, only $29.95. You save $30. Haney's, now in Ann Arbor on Huron Street, Detroit, Gratiot south of 8 Mile, and Mount Clemens on Gratiot north of Metro Parkway.
Tower 92 says, Merry Christmas!
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things, like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac.
Monster's holiday,
they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof, very first sound of a reindeer hoof. As Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there arose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bow bolt of lightning, it happened so quick. And there in our midst stood old Saint Nick. He began to dig down deep in his sack, and came up with the traction for Eagle's back. Track cut his cape, Frankie's trike made him behave. Even Wolfman was happy, now he can shave.
Monster's holiday.
And all ended well.
Monster's holiday.
And Santa was really swell.
Monster's holiday.
No need to rob Santa's sack.
Monster's holiday.
Maybe next year he'll come back. So the children everywhere were spared the grief of losing their presents to a monster slave thief. Now the monsters love Santa and say they'll behave. Never again rob sleighs or graves. Igor, what do you think of Santa now? Santa Ghoul! What was that he said as he drove out of sight?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-wolf open sleigh. Well, dashing through the snow, where is that reindeer with the red nose?
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is
Let's hope it's a good one.
particularly sad song this year, but brought back many, many fond memories of Christmas previous. John Lennon and Yoko Ono with Happy Christmas, War is Over. There have been many fine tributes to John Lennon since his passing, and I read one in my edition of Time magazine this week, which I thought was particularly poignant. And People magazine does a fine job covering the John Lennon life. So if you want to read up on John and have some fond memories of him during this Christmas time, you'll want to pick up those two publications. Before that, you can't believe that Monsters would still be around at Christmas time, but Bobby Boris Pickett made sure they were in Monsters Holiday, and Brenda Lee started things off with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Coming up, we've got Sashka Berlin from 1962 and Jack Scott, old Detroit boy, coming up with There's Trouble Brewin' on Tower 92.
There's a brand new furniture store that's totally different from anything you've ever seen. Sofa Plus, the custom furniture store. Sofa Plus will special order anything or even have it built for you. Special colors and fabrics, special sizes, sofas from 4 feet to 25 feet long. Plus, tables, chairs, lamps, bedding, wall decorations, even aquariums. Come discover Sofa Plus and save during their grand opening sale. Just in time for Christmas. Sofa Plus on 8 Mile at Mound Road.
Tower 92. FM.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly, tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Over eating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight, singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly, fancy ties and granny's pies, and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you. It's time for mistletoe and holly, fancy ties and granny's pies, and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true
hold it.
Love
hold it.
Gave
hold it, singers.
To me.
All right. Who's got the partridge? You, Cecilia?
Well, there's something that looks like a partridge behind me. Of course, I'm not sure what a partridge looks like, but it is eating a pear.
Eating a pear?
In a tree.
There's a tree?
Yes, a little pear tree with a partridge in it, just like the song says.
Well, I should think a simple Christmas card.
Well, my boyfriend Marvin Blount sent it over. He's so impulsive.
Would have expressed the thought.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge.
Hold it.
A pear tree.
Special delivery for Cecilia Sokol.
Lovebirds, how nice.
Looks like pigeons to me.
Turtle doves.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens.
The plot thickens with a package of chickens.
Two turtle doves and
and a package from Marvin Watt.
Do doves eat pears?
Don't let the partridge hear that. He looks greedy.
On the fourth day of greeting.
That's not in the song. This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
My true love gave to me.
For calling birds.
Birds, birds, birds.
You're not helping.
Great French hens.
How do you sing with all those feathers flying around?
We try not to inhale.
Two turtle doves.
The partridge laid an egg on the harpsichord.
And a head on a harpsichord.
You wouldn't believe what I got out here now.
You mean?
Ain't there a room, everything?
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 drummers drumming,
11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings.
The chickens are in the chimes.
Calling birds, 2 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Was a night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. My baby came home, I asked her where she was. She grinned and said that she was out with the old Santa Claus. Oh, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah, well, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah. The snow is white, so crisp and white. Trouble brewing, trouble brewing tonight. 12:30, I'm a feeling low. I'm a waiting for this cat who said my baby's hot aglow. From what I hear, he's a dressing red. He's a coming down my chimney. That's what my baby said. Oh, 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 there's a trouble brewing now. Oh, 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 yeah, well. He don't know fear, he don't dig fear, but he has a nixin' and a fixin' less, I'll disappear, ah. Creep to my window, I'm there in the sky. I see this cat, he's a flying by. He circled my path, I think he's a goof, cause with 8 reindeer he tried to land on my roof. Oh, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah, well, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah, the snow is white, so crisp and white, but there's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight.
Hazel Park's own Jack Scott. There's trouble brewing. He started things out in 1957 with his own recording career on the Groove label. That's right, Groove Records, which was a subsidiary of RCA. And really, he became nationally famous in 1959 and 1960. There's Trouble Brewin' was his Christmas contribution that we're playing tonight on Jukebox Saturday Night. And before that, I never heard of Sashka Berland, but maybe you remember Chickens Are in the Chimes, which is adaptations of 12 Days of Christmas. This is the Christmas Show special on Jukebox Saturday Night from WTWR Tower 92. My name is Steve Edwards, and we play the Jukebox every Saturday night between midnight and 4. We open it up. We put the coins in ourselves. We play the greatest hits of all time. And it's a pleasure for us to do it for you every Saturday night between midnight and 4 a.m. And we're doing a Christmas show special on Jukebox Saturday Night in this first hour, playing a bunch of Christmas memories that you haven't heard in some time and maybe some that you hear every year, but it's good to hear them again. Coming up, I have the Beach Boys, Burt Bacharach, and Elvis Presley on Jukebox Saturday Night.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Jose Feliciano came up with a Christmas classic in the early 70s called Feliz Navidad. And we started with the Ventures doing Sleigh Ride on the Christmas Show from the Jukebox Saturday Night Special.
This year, give a jam. Give the gift of music from Sam's Jams Discount Records and Tapes. Sam's Jams offers very friendly discounts on the latest rock, jazz, R&B, folk, and blues. Plus, thousands of used albums with a skip-proof guarantee. Ask about the special album gift wrapping. And for special orders, call 547-SAMS.
Thanks for the jam, Sam! Yeah.
Compare Sam's Jams' low prices before you buy anywhere. For priced right music, Sam's Jams has it all.
Season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve. They brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
Well, most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no leading prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't any Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm, well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah, I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room, because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail.
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in her heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Guess tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for a second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure, he gets them all, the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus. And Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Tower 92.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear.
Christmas without you, Elvis Presley at Tower 92 on the Jukebox Saturday Night Special of the Christmas Show. And before that, Mr. Creativity of the early 60s, and certainly quite a name in creative radio. Stan Freberg doing Christmas Dragnet Parts 1 and 2. And Burt Bacharach, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find this record anywhere except on this program, The Bells That Couldn't Jingle. I gotta tell you, that the title of that song brings a lot of one-liners about Angie Dickinson to mind, but I guess I'll just kind of hold off. This is the holiday season. You're supposed to be charitable. And if Mom always said, if you couldn't say something nice, don't say it at all, so I won't. And we're going to move on to the next portion of Jukebox Saturday Night, coming up with Frank Sinatra and the Melodeers on Tower 92.
Thank you.
WTWR Detroit.